so that they can record them. We have Kuniyasu Suzaki here to present on OS Circulation Environment Trusted HTTP Fuse Xenopix. So he's with a group that maintains the Japanese version of Nopix, and they've customized it for use with user mode Linux, co-Linux, QEMU, and Xen. They're interested in virtualization capabilities there. And then they've started work here with this, with their interest in boot OSs for the internet, and developed SFS Xenopix, HTTP Fuse Xenopix, and they've customized Xenopix for trusted boot with trusted grub. So, go ahead.
Okay, I will make a presentation of titled OS Circulation Environment Trusted HTTP Fuse Xenopix. So I still present HTTP Fuse Xenopix at Ottawa Linux Symposium last July. But original HTTP Fuse Xenopix limits the guest OS and has no security. So in this talk, I talk about more generalized trusted HTTP Fuse Xenopix. It care about security. So, this is today's content. At first, I will introduce our OS Circular. The OS Circular is consists of virtual bootloader and globalized virtual disk. Virtual bootloader is a Xenopix, and global virtual disk is trusted HTTP Fuse Shield. I will explain the detail. After that, I will report current status and conclude. So, what is OS Circular? The purpose of OS Circular is to make a migration system for anonymous users. So, it aims to boot OSs on anonymous PC without installation. So, as the related work, Free Live OS Zoo has the same concept. So Free Live OS Zoo uses QEM. The QEM runs many OSs on the server. For example, Linux, Minix, Plan 9, Solaris, etc. So the graphical interface is transferred by VNC on the client PC. This system is very useful and convenient, but this system is server-centric system, so there is a bottleneck of server, and it's very bad response because the server exists in only Italy, and guest OS has no network service for security and limited resource. So we solve this problem. So our OS Circular is a client-centric system and utilizes virtualization technology. So the OS Circular is consist of virtual bootloader and globalized virtual disk. The client PC boot with the virtual bootloader and get OS images via globalized virtual disk. This is because a current PC has powerful CPU and much memory and wide band network. So we want to utilize these PC power, and it prevents the server bottleneck, and network is managed by the user. And OS image maintained on the server side, and the image provided by a user. So this is not our original idea. Some research exists. For example, Stanford Collective and Intel's Internet Standard Regime. But what is different? So our OS Circular utilize existing and inexpensive and popular infrastructure. So I want to talk the detail. So as a virtual bootloader, we use the Xenofix. It consists of virtual machine software and host OS, which runs the virtual machine software. So virtual machine software offers an abstraction layer, which offers a common PC environment on any PC. It is very useful for OS migration. Especially full virtualization enables us to use normal installer and security management software. So, at this purpose, SoulPath, IBM's SoulPath and Bartlett Collective, it is a Stanford research and internet suspended regime, they use VMware. On the other hand, our OS Circular uses Xenofix. On this host OS support real device driver. So as the host OS, Xenofix is used because Xenofix is advanced to detect the device and set up drivers. So we maintain the Xenofix. Xenofix is a combination of Xen and Xenofix. So Xenofix is start from 2005 September. At the first version, I use parallel virtualization and run RAN 9 and NetBSD. So, but current Xenofix use para and full virtualization. So full virtualization of HVM prepares a common PC environment on any PC. So to use HVM, virtualization instruction is required. For example, Intel's VT and MTV. On the Xenofix, Xenofix works as a domain zero of Xen. So for globalized virtual disk, from here I explain the future of required feature for globalized virtual disk. Virtual disk is a block level abstraction. It is very popular for virtual machine. But for globalization, there are some requirements. In this talk, I want to explain three requirements: versioning, globalization, and security. Versioning means partial update. Globalization means worldwide development and network and local storage transparent for mobile computing. For security, guest OS itself should maintain by itself, but virtual disk have to keep the validness of the content. So for versioning, there are two types. One type is non-persistent versioning, and the other is persistent versioning. Non-persistent versioning is used for undo operation during live OS. This feature is included on some virtual machine software. For example, VMware has this function. Persistent versioning, it is used to load back of OS image. This versioning is virtual disk. So we have to include this feature to our virtual disk. So trusted HTTP QC loop has same version of 20 of brand 9. The 20 of brand 9 is a storage archiver for brand 9. A SHA-1 hash of the data acts as the address of the data. Data blocks are light ones and never removed. They make it easier for permanent backup storage. Unfortunately, Venti requires a special protocol for file system. So we change trusted HTTP fuse save the data blocks to files. This feature makes to utilize to utilize HTTP to distribute these files. For globalization, virtual disks are designed to be shared by internet. So on this situation, we must consider network latency and extensibility of servers. So NVD, iSCSI, and IPIC, these network block devices look fine, but they require special software on server and special port on server. This feature prevents scalability. So our trusted HTTP fuse use HTTP. The policy is don't require special daemon and special port on servers. The requirement is to distribute files only. And for worldwide deployment, we want to utilize existing infrastructure. For example, web hosting service, mirror servers, and proxies of HTTP. And we also consider this connection of network for mobile computing. For example, stateless Linux of Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5 takes snapshot on local storage as cache. It works for mobile computing. On the other hand, our trusted HTTP QC loop saves the block file on a local storage. It works the same function. And while application doesn't access extra data, it works fine. For security. Basically, security management is independent of virtual disk. But the commitment of virtual disk is to keep and contain content. So trusted HTTP QC loop checks the validity of content when it maps to a virtual disk. From here, I will talk about the detail of trusted HTTP fuse shield. Trusted HTTP fuse shield is made from normal block device. So the normal block device is splitted by 256 kilobyte and compressed by gzip. The data saved to a block file. The block files are managed by a index file, which works a header of shield file. The block file name is a SHA-1 value of its content. So if there is a same data content, they are held together, same name file, and total file space. So if there is a zero clear disk, they are mapped to only one block file. The block files are reconstructed to steel file by fuse wrapper. And each block file is measured when the measured with SHA-1 file name when it mapped to a seal. So when on the original file there is a update or a create a file. At that time, the relevant block file is newly created with new SHA-1 file name. And also, the index file is created. But at that time, most old block files are reusable. To distribute this data, HTTP is used. This figure shows how to make block files. So normal block device include root file system or guest OS. And each 256 block data is split and compressed by gzip, saved to block file. This figure shows how to deconstruct seed file from the block files. So index file works as a location data, and the index file have to obtained in secure way. So each block data is downloaded when relevant block data is accessed. Okay. This figure shows structure of program structure of HTTP fuse loop. There is two major control flow. One control flow is setup loopback file, and the other is reconstruct loop file from block files. Block files is downloaded when relevant loop file is read, and at that time, Crypto measures the block content with the SHA-1 file name. So this figure shows how to update. So usually, client PC has a true virtualized Xen. And sometimes a secure update occurs. So at that time, a block file is newly created. So, and new index file is also created. The second client PC boots the through virtualized Xen. The index file is downloaded by secure way. After that, new block file is used. It means the guest OS is security updated OS. So HTTP fuse has also a weak point. Especially it is vulnerable for network latency because this is on-demand and small data request makes a narrow bandwidth or long latency. So to solve this problem, we prepare some solutions. there's two types. One type is shorten latency, and the other is widen bandwidth. For shorten latency, we have to prepare some candidate download sites. So. To find nearest download site, there is a two way. One way is client side solution. We use net select to find nearest download site. Net select measures the latency of candidate server and find the nearest one. It's a straight way solution, but it takes much time to find nearest server. And net select does not measure the bandwidth. On the other hand, there is a server-side solution, DNS balance. DNS balance is a name resolver, which suggests near candidate server with routing information offered by RADB. This thing here shows how works the DNS balance. So, no pointer, it's okay. For example, some client asks the DNS balance in this case, we use netselect.inetboot.net to solve the the name. At that time, the DNS balance asks the RADB, which is the nearest server among the candidates. So after that, in this case, this client is this download server is returned, and this client downloads from download block data from the download site. So, to make wider bandwidth, so we use we make a DL ahead. DL ahead means a download ahead. So download ahead take a profile of download block files at boot time. And at boot time, the block files are downloaded in advance with extra download connection. Current default connection is 4. It is very effective and easy to implement, but it does not cover all clients because some client has special device driver. At that time, DL ahead does not work well. On the other hand, we use the software rate using DM and MD. Especially, we use mirroring RAID 1, mirroring virtual block device makes port. It makes port tolerant and broad bandwidth with multiple access. So at this talk, I will make on Friday for embedded computing or embedded Linux. So from here, I'll report current status of OS Circular. So current OS Circular use Genopics, this version. I bring CD. This version includes Zen 3.03 and Gnopics 5.01. To use OS Circular, we offer two Debian packages. One package is for trusted HTTP server. The other package is to set up script for OS Circular. To install them, we can use OS Circular. On the OS Circular, we prepare two OSs, Debian GNU Linux and FreeBSD. Debian GNU Linux is secure update with apt-get command with automatically. So user can use updated OSs at any time. So, and at the current download site, we use a commercial hosting service because it's very reasonable. For example, in US, 5 gigabyte hosting service is just $10. So we can prepare many download sites in US and a few sites in Europe and many sites in Japan. So these sites prevent intercontinent connection. So we also prepare download site in Australia. Okay, from here I want to talk about some new topics. So currently some researcher present LiveOS update using virtual machine. For example, Intel VT and Locus. Locus is use Xen and Linux to live update. Unfortunately, this technique does not include current OS circular. So we have planned to integrate IDS and IPS on OS circular now. And to make a wide bandwidth, we want to use block type of Xen. Block type offers a software device interface on Xen. So we want to make an offload engine of trusted HTTP views on Xen, on block type. So conclusion. So we made a OS circular, which is a client-centric OS migration system. It consists of virtual bootloader, Xenopix, and global virtual disk, trusted HTTP view seal. The current target guest OS, Debian GNU Linux, and FreeBSD. So we want to offer much OSs, but we have not so much manpower. Debian is automatically updated. So, and we hope our OS circular is easy to try OS environment. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions? Okay, hang on a second. I've got two over here.
Given you're already doing block compression and you're already you're already doing hashing of the blocks, have you considered also doing some form of encryption, seeing as how you're actually storing data on the local machine in order to prevent someone coming along afterwards and going trawling for whatever information you may have written?
Current version has no encryption because it's just only compressed by ZZ. You can uncompress easily.
Yeah.
So, encryption.
Given that the intention of this is you can put the CD into any machine anywhere and run your computing environment, you probably don't want to leave traces behind that someone else can come along and read? Or is this not designed to be that secure?
Yes, you and me is unsecure, but so E we need an index file to reconstruct file system. So if you can integrate it with another content, index file has a hash list. So at mapped, the block file is measured, and we can detect that this block file is not fine.
I'm talking about confidentiality. So your system prevents somebody from modifying a block and going and maliciously doing that. Whereas what I'm talking about is after you've taken your CD out of the system and gone somewhere else, preventing somebody from coming along to that machine, reading all the cached block files, and going, that's what they did. Whereas if you use some form of encryption on those block files, given you're already paying the cost to compress and hash them, it's not, if you use, say, AES, which is a fairly fast cipher, you also gain privacy as well as integrity checks.
Yes, that's right. So for your purpose, you have to
make those blocks encrypted.
Yeah. It's possible to use our Sakura.
Yes. Do you have any plans to support any client operating systems other than Knox?
Yes. We want to use OpenSlice or some other OS. But to provide for anonymous users, we have to consider the license. So open source is, we think currently it is difficult because we have to, it's not a technical problem, it's a license problem. So
for example, would you support CentOS?
CentOS is possible to offer with our OS Sakura.
Currently?
Oh, yes, possible.
Currently?
Currently possible.
What's the current performance like? You talk about latency and bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Just how bad is it? And also, have you got a version on your laptop that you can demonstrate?
So we want to show you a demo, but we forget to prepare the machine. So the performance, on the LAN environment, the performance is about 2 megabytes per second to 4D. On internet, when we tried 100 millisecond delay, at that time, I forget the detailed data, but very narrow, a few megabyte PPS. For that time, we have to use DL ahead.
I'm a bit confused here. Is your global disk read-write or read-only?
Currently, read-only. But we can make a writeable, but it's not updatable, not updated to HTTP server currently.
Just that sort of... Your original aims, from what I understood from your slides, was to provide something where someone with a little CD could go to anywhere and get their working environment back. And if it's not writable, then where's their working environment held?
create original, you have to prepare your HTTP server to distribute your block file.
One of the other problems that's been that you touched on was latency. Have you thought of using a protocol other than HTTP to improve latency, like using UDP?
Oh.
You're kidding, right?
To improve protocol, but we use HTTP because we can use inexpensive web hosting.
Right. Okay.
So part of the decision process wasn't just the latency, but also latency over available protocols where you could host cheaply. Basically, to follow on to his question, he asked, because latency is a problem for you, he asked if you had considered other protocols, but I guess part of the limitation to what you're doing is that it has to be available cheaply.
To solve the latency, so we offer some solution. For example, DLhead or use software RAID. Because we want to use HTTP.
Any other questions? Okay, I guess we'll close to the end time, so we'll go ahead and conclude.
If you are interested, we prepare some CD. Please take one.
So we have some free giveaway here. Okay, thank you very much.